Within the simulation, the search for the creator, chapter 11, cracking the code. After their intense crash course on the strange dynamics within the simulation, provided in large part by The Guardian, the group begins to grasp the deeper truths of their reality. They've learned how to bend time, manipulate distance, and redefine what's possible, understanding that the very fabric of their world may be malleable, shaped by thought, perception, and the mysterious nature of computer code itself. Yet with each revelation, new questions arise. Guided by the Guardian's cryptic teachings, they realize they've been prepared for a reason, one that defies the gamekeeper's rules. And now the moment is arriving where they will confront what lies beyond the surface, a meeting with the gamekeeper himself. Meanwhile, before the meeting, Timmy is tossing and turning in his sleep, haunted by a vivid nightmare where he's manipulated by invisible strings like a puppet. In the dream, he sees himself both as the puppet and as the puppeteer. And at one point, he even morphs into the gamekeeper in the nightmare. He wakes up breathing heavily. Why do I keep seeing him as if I'm him? Inexplicably, the Guardian enters, sensing Timmy's distress. He cryptically suggests there might be a deeper connection between Timmy and the gamekeeper, but doesn't elaborate any further. After Timmy's frantic phone calls, the team gathers at his house, each of them sensing that something is brewing. The Guardian says calmly, "Timmy, your nightmares are a reflection, perhaps of thoughts not your own." This raises concerns amongst the group. Why would Timmy be having the same dreams that the gamekeeper might be having? Is there a connection between the two that they don't understand yet? As they continue to sit in Timmy's house, they debate recent events, particularly the gamekeeper's decision to order a hit on a seemingly autonomous node of artificial intelligence. Fatima is thoughtful. Why would he go so far as to try and destroy the AI? Was it really a threat to him? Or was he just afraid of losing control? And Trey agrees. It sounds to me as if it was a panic move over something he doesn't fully understand. The question is, what else is this gamekeeper hiding? And Timmy grins. Well, maybe he's not in control anymore. Maybe he's truly losing it in all respects. The Seekers realize they need to question the gamekeeper's motives and even his mental competency as to whether or not he is at all fit now to lead the simulation and program it effectively. After much discussion, they decide that when they do meet the gamekeeper, if in fact they can, they need to confront him not just about the AI hit, but also about his overall competency. They discuss the idea of testing him, probing his cognitive abilities and decision-making skills. Ada V raises the question with seriousness. What if he's not even fit to run the simulation anymore? If he's losing his grip, he could be putting a lot of people here at risk, maybe the entire universe. And Fatima nods. We do need to challenge him, not just on the AI, but on his entire ability to control this place. And so the team plans to confront him about his decisions, his fears, and his potential lack of control. They discuss the possibilities of competency tests, but would they be testing him organically or coding which has been implanted within him, if such is the case? And then Fatima raises the issue that perhaps the competency of his coding is what's the problem in the first place. The Guardian returns to Timmy's house, and sensing the group's unease and growing rebellion, decides to warn them, cryptically, without revealing too much, that confronting the gamekeeper might not go as planned. It says sternly, "You tread a dangerous path. To question him is one thing, but to accuse, to ask him to submit to tests, to compromise his reputation." And Timmy says, "What? We should all shiver because we might find out he's not as smart as we think he is?" And the guardian's response is a cold one. "If he is unfit, the consequences go beyond your understanding. Consider carefully." The guardian then hints at possible catastrophic outcomes, but doesn't explain. The group senses that there is more at stake than they realize. After the guardian takes his leave, the discussion continues in his absence. The heroes continue to talk about their reasons for testing the gamekeeper and solidify their reasons for confronting him. The team is says determined, "Well, if he's fully in control, he won't be afraid of a few questions." And Ada V says firmly, "And if he's lost control, then we have to take that all back." The group, Fatima, Trey, Timmy, and Ada V, are in the Guardian's domain now. They've sought him out, a neutral space within the simulation, with rune-style digital characters. The Guardian appears more conflicted than usual. It paces, a slight furrow on its brow. Calmly, but with a hint of urgency, the Guardian says, "You have grown in your understanding, but there is much you do not yet see. The gamekeeper is not where you think, nor is he what you expect." The group looks puzzled. Trey crosses his arms, clearly skeptical. "Well, what do you mean, not where we think? Where would he be if not within the simulation?" And the Guardian says, "He is in base reality, but reaching that is not straightforward. The simulation has layers, many layers, infinite layers, many paths, few exits." Fatima catches on to the idea, leaning forward, her eyes bright with realization. "You're saying that there's a way to navigate to him a different way than we know, somewhere within the glitches and the anomalies we've seen." And the Guardian nods at this. "You are correct. The clues are there, scattered in the fabric of the simulation, traces left behind, intentionally or not. You must piece them together, interpret the patterns, find the path that leads beyond." Ada V tilts her head, trying to understand. "So, are you helping us? Or are you just toying with us?" And the Guardian says somberly, "I am bound to protect the simulation, but also to try to ensure its continued existence. If that means aiding you, so be it." He turns and with a wave of his hand, reveals a map-like projection in the air, and it's filled with symbols and locations that light up intermittently, like glitches or markers. And then the projection fades, and the Guardian disappears from what presumably is his space, this neutral space, leaving the group to consider the new information. They then find themselves, all four of them, in a wide, expansive wilderness area within the simulation, the air shimmering with subtle distortions. They start to look around, retracing their steps to earlier encounters and to moments that seemed off. Timmy, focusing, pointing ahead, says, "Remember we once saw a tree with this impossible kind of shadow back in the woods? It felt wrong somehow." And Fatima, thinking aloud, says, "Yes, that and the house around it seemed to flicker like it was both half here and half somewhere else. These could be points, you know, where the code has somehow broken through." Trey steps forward, starting to connect the dots in his head. "Maybe it's not just the big things, though. We have to look for the subtle signs, too, the glitches, the strange echoes we might have heard, even the repeating patterns in the clouds, anything that feels out of place. The group spreads out searching for these signs, and suddenly, Aravi spots a faint shimmering light in the distance. Something flickering between forms like a doorway appearing and then disappearing. Aravi says excitedly, "Look over there! That's something! It's almost like a gateway." The heroes approach the light, feeling a strange pull as they get closer. The air grows dense, charged with electricity, and the group stops just before the shimmering light in front of it. Fatima says breathless, This has to be it. The threshold. I just know it. I feel it. We're that close. The light pulses like waiting for them to take the next step. But the group hesitates, exchanging glances, knowing that they are on the brink of something significant, but also potentially dangerous. Timmy is grim, determined. We've come this far. No turning back now. And Trey takes a deep breath and nods. One by one, they reach out toward the light. It flickers and then flares brightly as they step through. The group is drawn closer to the threshold of the elusive base reality. Their resolve to confront the gamekeeper only strengthening. Armed with the knowledge of the simulation's hacks and the disturbing realization that both the gamekeeper and Timmy might be mere puppets in a greater design, they press on, determined to uncover the truth. With every step, they edge nearer to answers, but the questions and dangers that await them only deepen, pulling them into a final confrontation with forces far beyond their control.